Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And today's show is going to be out about different types of experiences you may have had in living your life, paranormal things. So I'd like you all to call in if you want to discuss something. Everybody normally has stuff that has happened to them, losing their keys, losing something, which is probably going off to parallel lifetimes, having weird things happen. And this has been happening a lot from people that I've talked with, maybe in the last 3 months. So we'll start off with the clearing here, since today's Friday, end of the week. And remember, tomorrow is our special four-hour conference call for Ascension preparation, and then Sunday is our eight-hour call. So if you wish to get on that, just send me an email, and I'll get back with you before it starts. Tomorrow it starts at 1 o'clock PST. And you want to get water charging, too, with that, so that's included. So get 7 containers of water. So let's do an emotional clearing here. Get down to business here to help everybody out. Just had a hard time during the week, so let's go back 5 days here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. Now this is like the flip side of the coin to the emotional. So feeling body, so 5 days ago cleared. 4 days, that feels rough. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today is cleared. And for those of you who think in your heads a lot, this is a wonderful clearing, the mental clearing. These are invisible bodies, remember? So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a trauma body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh boy, I'm yawning. People had some trauma out there. We repeat that for you. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. 3 days ago was a lot for somebody. So 3 days ago cleared, or a few of you. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another energy. These other ones are bodies that we work with. These are invisible energetic bodies. And these clearings are $5 times your age. And you want to do the emotional one definitely for sure to help yourself out. And let's do a self-sabotage energy. So here we go. 5 days. Oh, man, this is rough. 5 days to go clear. I get a stomach ache. Oh, man, 4 days cleared. Oh, whoever you are, you're probably laughing too, or maybe crying. 3 days ago cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Again, 5 days ago cleared, wow. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do another one of those. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop. So again, this we do on a lot of the programs, and this you should be doing yourself. This should actually sound kind of, I don't know, something that I do all the time, but you might say, gee, Ron's doing this over again. I do this all the time in my life, but here we go. For the newcomers, this drops your mental body, your awakening consciousness, whatever word you want to use there, down into your heart so you can become heart-centered and be in peace. So to do it, you just count from 10 to 1, and you have to command that energy, have your spirit command your thoughts to go into your heart. And then you can think with your heart. Remember, the mind energy that we have in our head will be very similar to the heart energy. It will still give you the same answers. Well, let me repeat that. It won't be the same answers, but it will sound the same. So don't expect to hear something different, because it will be the same energy as you're normally used to having, because it works the same, just that it depends where you go to get the energy. Most people are always in their head almost all the time. When you're in your heart, then you're in the space where time flies, okay? Remember, when you have fun, time flies. So as it happens, then you're out of time. Then you're in your spirit energy. So here we go. So you are used to using that. Some people don't understand it. And they ask me these questions saying, gee, Ron, how do you function when you're in your heart and peace? Well, most people are there off and on. So it's just no difference in, you know, when you're inside of your head, except your head will have a lot more judgment, where your heart will have discernment. That's the difference, discernment and being peaceful. So here we go. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so here we go. Let's see if our co-host is on tonight. We have Annika. So, are you there, Annika, out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace, Ron. Thank you so much for those samples, having that really strong there with the self-sabotage and trauma body. It's just very interesting, and also getting us beautifully heart-centered there with the mind-to-heart drop, which we can all do on our own and ought to be doing for ourselves many, many times, hopefully every day. So that's just so great to have that reminder and have you do that for us, because I know a lot of people do have a hard time, and obviously it's our densities and our blockages to actually get heart-centered and get to stay there, and so many things that take us out of that. And today, maybe you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron. I don't know. I know, just want to mention today's Friday, and we can take call-ins for the show. You may call in. You may write your questions on the fast chat, and I already see some on here, Ron. So do you want to talk a little bit about staying heart-centered and being in the now? And you mentioned a little bit there on the judgment and discernment with the difference on that.
Yeah, so what I find a lot of people, when I talk to them, and you talk about being in their heart, they don't have a clue to that, because they somehow think that when you're not thinking, remember, what we're talking about being heart-centered versus using your mind. So people associate their mind with how they function. Like, how do I go to work and not use my mind, okay? Well, your heart has the same information, just that you're going to get probably a lot better information, and you won't be going through a lot of the karmic stuff when you're in the present moment. Remember, when you're in time, you're on that conveyor belt of time, and that conveyor belt of time will put you into parallel lives. This is what we have on the fast chat. I'll just mention this. It says, Noel here, is the dark doing the parallel life stuff? Yes. To freak us out? Yes. Psych us out? Yes. To capture you, to steal you, your body, number one, and also your spirit. Normally, it's just strictly your spirit that goes, okay? So this is why you must be home. So when you start doing your astral traveling, or you do maybe a guided meditation and a time traveling, they take you into a special place, you know, through, remember the person doing the guided meditation is giving you permission to leave your body, okay? And so there, you know, you go there and you go, man, I had a really rough week. I wanted to have a meditation in my meditation class, and there's somebody up there who's saying now to go down, go very, very deep. In fact, somebody asked me at one of the expos, they said, man, I go really deep in my meditations. I go, well, where do you go to? If you're going that deep, you know, what's there, you know? Because you don't go deep when you go to your heart center. There's no such thing. You're just in conscious awareness of what's happening. So they were being probably mesmerized, taken away someplace, thinking that they're getting their spiritual guidance from far, far away, wherever that would be. And they are far, far away because they're being stolen, captured by the darkness. So this is why guided meditations are not recommended. Just go into your heart like we do on this program. Draw from 10 to 1. You're going to find out as you start listening to the archives in this program that these teachings are very, very, very simplistic. Okay? And that's the way spirituality is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be complicated. You know, Jesus didn't tell anybody, you know, in the Bible they talk about, you know, you're healed. Well, that's what he was doing, you know. People went to the light ship and they got healed. This is what happens, you know. And unfortunately, between then and now, it's a little bit harder to have physical healings, only because of the belief systems that's stored inside of you. Remember, you have 2,000 years of all of your ancestors, so that's a long time. You start taking, you know, and figuring it out as these numbers, they get astronomical. When probably, you know, in 2,000 years, you're probably related to everybody on the planet. But, and you have all their stuff in you. So trying to do a clearing instantly, and you can go to the show last year of September, I believe, 25th, and we talk about why it's a little hard to have healings. The show didn't start off that way, but it ended up going through a lot of stuff. So that's a good one to listen to. But when you hear this program, everything is very simple. You want to drop to your heart. That way you're in discernment versus being in judgment, okay? Now, when you're in judgment, then you're recognizing the dark side script, and you're trying to figure out maybe good or bad, stop and go, yes and no. When you're in your heart, then you have discernment, and you can come to a large logical answer very, very quickly, because all that's there is love. So if it's not in love, you're not going to recognize it, and that's when you have discernment. And so that's the way it is. Are you going to be in darkness, in judgment, or are you going to be in the light and understanding discernment with what you should not be doing by going into the darkness? So I hope that kind of helps you a little bit. Hopefully, everybody stays in their heart. You're probably out of time right now. You should be on this radio program tonight. So this is why time flies. We start the show off and we get started talking, and callers call in, or we do different things, and all of a sudden, I look at the computer clock, and we're out of time. It goes by very, very quickly, and that's because we're out of mind energy. We're just free-flowing and pure spirit energy, and we have a caller calling in, and I do want to do a clearing here that came up, so we'll do that maybe after the caller. We're going to do a clearing for a detox and water hydration. So if everybody wants to get, or I'd like you all to get a glass of water. This we do on our special conference call sometimes. The Monday and Friday calls that are $20, we charge water. Tonight we charge silver water, and we'll do another glass for everybody. And this is used to give you more vitality, we'll say, to help maybe infections in your body. So get a glass of water, everybody. And then we'll do that after the caller here. So I think we have a caller online. I heard a beep. So somebody out there in cyberspace on the telephone line?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Ron, I'd like to get a clearing today. I think that my memory may have been a little stargated. There are some densities there. I'd like to open up the channels a little bit more if I could get some help on that tonight.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, I think, is that maybe you got a little spaced out and connected to some parallel universes. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's right. Maybe a parallel body that I, you know, like when I listened to your program a few times, I was dozed off, and I know that the entities took me to a parallel body, so I couldn't hear what you were saying. Then I had to try to struggle to get back, and I wasn't realizing what was going on. I think it was what they did, and that was the problem. I call it stargated or corded or stargated, and then I had to get back again.
Okay, so this happens to a lot of people, so you might recognize this yourself. All of a sudden you're doing something, and maybe you space out. That's one way of saying it. You know, the word spaced out has been used a long time. So you space out, and time, you know, kind of gets stretched out for you, or maybe it even slows down, and you forget what you're doing or something, have a different consciousness, maybe you start daydreaming, and you're not focused, okay, which means that you're not here. So, the Stargate is very interesting because that's what they do. They could transmit you, you know, to a Stargate, through a Stargate to someplace else. There could be one even maybe in your living room or bedroom, you know. So this is why we have the new clearing on for space clearing. So here we go. We're going to do this clearing here to bring everybody back more into the present moment. Sometimes the darkness doesn't want you to understand something, so they instantly bring you out of the present moment if you're in it, and they take you, abduct you somewhere else. And this happens to everybody. So it's very nice that we have Larry calling about this situation because, you know, this is not unusual just for him. It happens to everybody here. So here we go. We're going to bring you into this present moment. So we're going to bring back, we're going to do a little test here. So let's go back 10 hours so you can figure this out yourself here. So let's go back 10 hours ago. And we're going to bring you into the moment. We're going to do this one hour at a time. So I'm writing down on a piece of paper to have some fun here. Love having fun. And we're going to go back 10 hours and bring you here. So I want you to take a note, maybe write on a piece of paper, you know, backwards, you know, for each hour. And you can figure out from now whatever your clock says and go back an hour. And we're going to start at the last 10th hour and come forward, okay? So here we go. And I put zero for this hour, so it'll be in the present moment. So I actually have 11 spaces here. So we're going to see how you are, because we're going to bring back that energy to you. Remember, everything is in the present moment. So if you're not here, then you lost out on the present moment then. I hope you understand that, everybody. Remember, everything that you live and experience is a culmination brought to you in this present moment. So if you are here, if you're not here or here, it's still recorded in you. Okay, you still have that memory in your DNA. Your DNA records all this stuff. So even though you may not have the awareness of this happening, you will probably feel the energy shift. So here we go. I have number 10, so that would be probably 11 hours ago if we consider zero right now, okay? So here we go, 10. I'm going to count to 10 to bring you back in this time frame. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll go to, say, 9 hours ago. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll just use the numbers. 8, number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Boy, there's a lot there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we'll go to 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A little better. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm getting dizzy. That one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, that's better. And 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 4. 1, 2, 3, getting dizzy again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So you guys have been played with a lot. And number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Upset stomach now. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1 hour ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And up to this current moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, if you mark down situations there, you might feel that you got your consciousness back to yourself as you were out there someplace. Remember, this is probably not because you wanted to. You probably didn't choose to go to some dark side universe or to go someplace to daydream or something. This was a preconceived I'll just use the word dark side, maybe planetary courting, which took away your consciousness of being in spirit. So that's what happened. So this is very nice to get you back here. So Larry, how did you feel? Put you on the spot here. Did you feel any special numbers as far as hours that this happened to you on?
Well, let's see. I was just absorbing every one. I don't know, maybe six. Maybe number 6 was good for me, too. The heal something there in that number. But it seems that they have these little cordings and that the shapeshifters can go through them and maybe create an ulcer in your stomach or maybe a memory lapse in your mind to where you can daydream and or maybe the mind to slip off into a parallel body. And they got these areas, maybe the different parts of the body, they're cordings, but I don't know. It seems like they're coming through the cordings, the shapeshifters, and they don't have to be a big star gate, but it seems like they're coming through in that medium and causing a conflict, and maybe things like that happen, health problems happen.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes,
Okay.
So that's kind of how things happen. Remember, when you're not in your body, and this is common for everybody, so this is not just Larry, you know, what I'm talking about. He just happened to bring this up as a situation, which is great. So thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
You know, this is what happens to all of us. You know, we get abducted, whether it's your body, you know, is abducted, or your consciousness, your spirit's abducted. This is what happens. So just kind of know that this happens to everybody. So you really, this is why Jesus said, don't judge. You know, what do you do when somebody is not in integrity with what they told you they would do or something because maybe they're not here and maybe they spaced it out. So this is the way life is here. This is why you normally start to find people in your life who is more heart-centered, which means that you're more in the moment. And those people typically will feel better to you rather than somebody who is maybe not doing that. So let's do a clearing here. In fact, I'll turn it over to Annika here, then we'll do the water charging. So, Annika, back to you.
Wow, yeah, thank you so much, Larry. I can unfortunately relate, and I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't have to, but oh
peas
my
in the
God.
Pod, huh? Matter of fact, we're all peas in the pod.
Yeah. And yeah, I can relate to those stargates, and I have been helped a lot by the space clearing, the latest clearing I believe that you've put on your website. And it's really helpful. It's also a little, you know, definitely, I should say, interesting to see how much I needed that and to clear out this space to all the influences that obviously seems to be going on here. I don't know if it is through me or through family members or through even this place. And I don't know. There are questions on the fast chat that I wanted to bring up too, and I don't know if you want to talk about the space clearing maybe afterwards, but what clearing is best related to what you just did, is Mike asking. The sample you just did, he's saying that it was very helpful. So
yeah, the space clearing would do that because you can put in remote areas too, so this is what I would say would work for you. Boy, I could probably put something on maybe in the future here to bring you into the moment, but the space clearing should help you with that, because once you get your space cleared, then these particular critters will say or whatever, you know, because we have stargates on there, because remember, you're being abducted or taken or something, okay? You're not here, whatever way you want to look at that. So either you're here or you're not here. That's the basic thing. Keep it real simple and not get it complicated. And so we use the word space because that's where your location is typically. So don't think that space is equal to being spaced out or something. You know, just think of it as being your location, and that's where you are. So what the space clearing does, there's a lot of drop-down boxes there. You know, stargates, vortexes. In fact, Annika, maybe if you could have maybe a minute of time maybe bring up the website and just take a look at it and read it. That would be helpful for the newcomers. And what I'll do now is water charging.
Yeah.
And so let her get online. She could just tell you what it's about after we do this here. So this is going to take us about a minute. So this is going to be silver water, and this is used for, in a sense, detoxification and or healing. Normally we use silver water for infections in the mouth. You can use it for gargling, or you can just swallow it. If you have like maybe ulcers or something, remember your spirit's going to work with this. So we're going to bring in the silver dollar fish. We did this evening here on the website. On the radio program. And here comes the silver dollar fish. This will be the silver water. Put your hands on each side of it below the water level. So most people will get probably maybe a 10-ounce glass of water. And here we go. Bringing in the silver dollar fish. So I'll count to 10 as they come in. You may feel your whole body change frequencies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just kind of hold this in your hands here. Now let's put some music on, and we'll enjoy that during this particular charging here of the energy. And you may feel your body kind of like feeling very connected to the glass of water, which is normally what happens. And if you happen to have a vision of silver dollar fish, that's because they're doing this for you. Energy again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then next we're going to do the energy water. So get another glass of water if you would. We'll do it for detox and hydration. So we'll let Annika come on and talk about the clearing on the website, and we'll do that next water. So it'll be probably within 5 minutes here. Water is great, so you can either swallow it or gargle with it, and kind of up to you. Ask your spirit what to do, and just see what feels right to you. This is healing silver water. So, Annika, back to you.
Okay. So, basically, if you go to the website, you can read about the space clearing at it is at www.creationlightship.com. If you haven't been there before, there's so much information, not just about this clearing, but let me go into this one now. So basically, it's for your house, your apartment, office, or any other spaces. And let me scroll down here. There's a lot of them that you can select. First, you want to select if it's on-planet transmission or off-planet transmission. And since we usually don't know that, I find it really helpful to switch between the two. So you might want to start with one of them, do some time on that, and then go to the other one. So if you start with on planet, you might then continue with off planet for a while and then go back to on planet and off planet again. It's just interesting, as I've done this one myself, I've noticed that if I do it that way, I seem to be getting more off me. But that's just a little bit of my own experience here. So from the drop-down list at the select the type of location part, you can see different places like the basement, bathrooms, closets, dining room, or the different bedrooms, pictures, religious icons, sacred books, sacred texts, or statues, or other, which you can then put in for and specify whatever that is for you, or do a remote location. So you can actually clear where you're working, where you're going, bus, car, office, plane, sidewalk, subway, taxi, walkway, that sort of thing, or, again, enter a specific remote location for space clearing. And then when you come to step three, you can choose from quite a few, and these are interesting. One of them, like Larry mentioned before, was the Stargate. That's on there, and EMF radiation, ceremonial energies, burial grounds energies, black holes, energetic camera device, entities, ghosts, mice, rats, ants, and pests, ley lines, parallel lifetime and parallel universe. Speaking about the paranormal, we often go into that, and planets, portal clearing, radio waves, stars, time warp, tracking device, and so forth. It is amazing, and I have not gone through them all, but you also choose others too if you want to, or even put in unknown. If you're not feeling energies and you just want to put in unknown, that works really well too. And this clearing is $10 for 7 days or $30 for a month. And, I can really recommend it for myself. I didn't know, but, I knew years ago that I had a very paranormal experience here, waking up in the middle of the night with a big skull in my ceiling over my bedroom as a UFO swirling around. I mean, the ceiling was basically open, and I saw the sky in the background and this big thing with skulls all around it, and they were all speaking, and their voices was, I would describe more like not human, but, I forget the word now. Obviously, they might not want me to tell you this, but... it was sort of like the language of light or the beings that are created. What are they called? The Astar Command type thing. Anyway, interesting. I seem to not be able to talk about it. But anyway, I cleared that now. Even though I thought that was gone, I realized it couldn't have been gone because the energy here when I went to stargates and portals was so strong for my bedroom. So anyway, the location on the menu for these clearings are on the left side of the home page, under light infusion, and I really recommend to go on there and check it out. Back to you, Ron.
Okay, great. So yeah, that's put up there to help people, because people have had situations, you know, and what do? You know, remember, your psychic energy that you have, your spiritual horsepower, if you want to use that too, remember, if you're trying to use your mind energy to combat these aliens that's also using mind energy to get to you, they have so much more horsepower than you would ever even think of having that, you know, it'd be like trying to drain, you know, the ocean with a teaspoon, with a hole in the bottom of the teaspoon, okay? So forget it. You don't have the energy to do that. The light ship can overcome the darkness. This is why you want to go on there. So it will help you. And this is why it's on the website, along with the
alien
attack removal. And that's very similar, too. You can go into there. And at first, for most people, when they go on there, they go, geez, you got like maybe 50 different alien races there. I don't even know one or two of them, you know. Or maybe I've heard about the Greys. Maybe I've heard about the Reptilians. And that's maybe all that you know about. And, you know, from there, you'd wonder, gee, you know, is this particular race here that I have never heard of trying to attack me or attach to me or take me away, abduct me or something? Well, there's probably more naturally than what's on there. And so, remember, there's good aliens and bad aliens. So the ones that we're dealing with are the bad ones. And so just because somebody says that, like the Pleiades are great and wonderful and so are the Arcturians and whatever, well, how do you know that? It's like saying, you know, that, say, all white people on this planet are wonderful, okay? All Caucasians, well, they're not, okay? You might find ones that are nice and other ones that are not. So you just can't generalize a race, okay, that we know nothing about. Remember, they're going to come down here and give their lip service to us or whatever that would be to weave you into their web, so they can consciously take you and abduct you and give you mind-controlling energy. This is what this program is about. The whole website is about alien attacks, basically, and to get into the light, to be into the present moment. Remember, if you're not in the present moment, then you're in mind. When you're in mind, you're in the darkness. And who created the darkness? The aliens, okay? The dark side universe. They don't have spirits or souls. And the ones that do have them switched over to the darkness. So you still could be dealing with a being that was created from light that somehow was getting some kind of payoff, and they wanted to sell you out. So you're also being competed for by maybe thousands of races of ETs, okay, so they can steal your energy. Just think when you go to church and you pray outside of yourself, then you're a P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. And may not be the same race each time. So this is why you have so many different religions, so many different ways that they want to entrap you. So anyway, that's basically it. We'll do this clearing now, another healing. So get a glass of water, which you should have already in front of you. Put your hands on it below the water level. And we're going to do a clearing. And this clearing is going to be used for hydration of your body and also for detox. Do two things at once. So here we go. Hold the water. And here comes the energies for that. I'm going to count to 10 as they come in. We'll put some music on for a couple of minutes. And you can feel the energy. So going to come to us now. The beings are going to be the dolphins, the light ship dolphins. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, hold your glass of water. And you're going to feel the dolphin energy coming to you right now. Thank you. again. Here we go. More energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You may feel your body vibrating. You might feel a lot of warmth in your hands. And the water should taste different. Water, everybody. Enjoy. And this water will last for today and tomorrow. So you want to definitely use it up. Don't add anything to these waters. They're charged just for you, for what you need right now. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. That water tastes really great for me anyway. Hi has a question, and she or he is mentioning that today I had an umbrella in my hand, and it suddenly disappeared. I found it again 20 minutes later, about 20 feet away from where I was standing. Ron, could you please explain what happened to the umbrella?
Oh, boy. Typically, it's the same scenario as parallel lives. I'm trying to look at it here. It feels like you went to a place that it wasn't needed. And you left it there in a certain location, and then when you got brought back, the umbrella appeared without you. So that's probably what happened. I know it's not a very long explanation. So let's just do a little sample here. So this has probably happened to everybody. We started off with this here for 10 hours. So we're going to go back for this 20 minutes, okay? And so we're going to have everybody have their spirit now do the same process. And with high, this will be a personal one. But for you, it probably has happened to you also. And maybe today, maybe you weren't around for 20 minutes, okay? Remember, we're how often we check our watch or clock to see what time it is, okay? So let's just say that, you know what time you have to start work, and you know about what time you go to lunch. So if you're a typical, say, 9-to-5-er, you start work at 9, and, maybe even 8 o'clock, and it comes lunchtime, and you're probably getting a little hungry, or maybe even a little bit tired. And so all of a sudden, you want to go to lunch, and you look at your clock, or 8 o'clock, and, you see if it's close to the time that you have to leave for lunch. But where were you during that time frame, okay, in the last maybe 3 or 4 hours? Because you didn't really pay any attention to the clock, okay? So I think you can see where I'm going. So we're going to take this 20 minutes and bring you back into the Earth energy here, back to planet Earth, okay, with your body and your spirit. So here we go. This will be very interesting. So your spirit's going to pick 20 minutes when you probably were not here. If it was less than that or more than that, it'll be compensated. So here we go. So we'll just call it minute 20, and I'll go backwards again from 20 to 1. So I'll bring you back. I'll just count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 19. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 18. Starting to yawn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do that one again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And see if you have any glimpses, because you're bringing back the memory also of where you were. Okay, you might get insight. Here we go. 7, remember, you weren't here. Maybe a clone body was put in your place here, and all your workers around you thought that you were still here because they saw a clone body. Here we go. Let's get even scarier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 17, 16, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In the stomach ache, 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, here we go. 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My left arm starts hurting now. Do 6 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe somebody's out there and got hit in their arm or something. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This will be 5 minutes. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And I'll just do 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So, see how you guys experience this here. This is definitely paranormal experiences that you have gone through. So instead of talking about them and using somebody else's experience, giving you some type of mental programming, suggestions, you can see for yourself how this has affected you. This is real-time healings in the now. So, Annika, we'll just see what comes up on the fast chat. We do have callers if you want. Our show ends at 50 minutes till, so we got about 10 minutes to go, everybody.
Okay. So Marie is mentioning that she's had a headache all day, and maybe you can do some kind of sample for her.
Sure, okay. So let's we're going to treat it two ways. We're going to treat it first as entities in the head. So here we go. Take out some entities. Remember, when you have some kind of pain, sometimes entities can attach to you, okay? Let's take these out here. Oh, boy. Get rid of those here. Now let's bring in some oxygen. Let's bring in number 47 from the light ship. Here it comes. Remember, you can bring the light beam up if you wish on the screen. We'll energize that with peace energy if we haven't brought it up forward here during the program. So here we go. We'll bring in peace energy. And the oxygen number 47. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. Here it comes, number 47. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, and let's make sure that you're in your body properly. Take everybody out of their body. Out and coming back in again, now you're in. So if you feel your body changing, moving a little bit differently, have more mental awareness, you're in your body crooked. So let's hope that's helped you. Get some energy to your head now. Get rid of some of this head energy that we have. There we go. And just see how that feels here. Okay. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, thank you for that. Always good to get rid of those entities, and we do.
We got a caller.
We got a caller.
Hey, caller.
Hi there, caller.
Yes, hi, Rod. I'm Larry calling back with a question again.
Yeah.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Annika. Hi. Yeah, I had a quick question. So what if the ETs are pulling us through the stargates by the cordings?
Well, they can do that. So it's more like you know that's continuous. So that's why
you're pulling us back here again to our bodies, to our normal bodies, by counting from 1 to 5, and they're pulling us back there to the clone bodies. You're pulling us back here by counting 1 through 5 for each time.
Yeah, you're actually brought back
us,
here. Yeah,
and we're being pulled back here to normal balance again.
Yeah, and so once you pull back. The light ship will keep you from going back to that location, typically, okay?
Okay.
Now, remember, you have free choice, free will. So if for some reason you like being over there, the light ship will see that as, well, this person wants to go into the darkness, okay? If you're forced to go there against you saying yes or maybe signing the dotted line on a piece of paper that I want to do this, remember, it's your choice. The light ship will never interfere with your free choice. So people do choose darkness. Most people on this planet do. It's up to you. But if they're going against your free will, this is the problem with the darkness. Some people say, well, yeah, I have free will. Well, then why are you abducted? And they go, well, I don't know. You know, I have free will, though. I can say no. Well, you can't say no. If it doesn't work that way. So our free will is what we think we have. But on the other levels of consciousness, of the mind energy, you know, we don't have it. So when you're in the mind energy, you have no free will. You're on the conveyor belt of life.
So if they don't have an equal balance of light, they can't really have a good choice between light and darkness.
Yeah, and most people don't understand light because the darkness creates the artificial light. Light of the darkness, yeah. And so when people realize that, then they go, well, what have I been doing going to church all this time? And it's even harder. We'll say that you have one family member who is a devout a churchgoer and you're not. And they're bringing in all this crap back into your house or whatever because they went out and they got infiltrated with all this stuff. This is why you want to have that house clearing.
Well, I love that comment you made. It was all fantastic that the main minister, the main sacred part of the ceremony in church, they're start dating you, taking maybe your soul back to a parallel body, and then in the meantime, you're just left there with your emotional body and your mental body, and part of you is left into a parallel body when they do the sacred bind down to God or the ET God or something like that. Then to the sacred part, they have you abducted.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, where do you go when you're not here? You know, where are you when you're not here? You know, when you go to church and they say, close your eyes and pray to God, well, did you ever see where you went? You probably not. Where did that energy go that you're giving away freely? You're giving away your life force. It's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, they'll attach to you. So, you know, that's just the way it is until you understand.
It's fantastic.
Yep. So this is why you want to always be in the moment. This is why your only protection is to be in the moment.
Uh-huh.
That's the whole teachings of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Yet it's so complicated because we have to get out of the mind energy that we've been indoctrinated in for 2,000 years of all of your ancestors. They have all the thoughts with you. You know, this church is now that people go to every night to pray and to do different things, and they're really wrapped up. You could have done that. Your body could have done that. Your ancestors could have done that, you know, and you have it with you. And, you know, this is what happens. This is your past lives. Remember, all your past lives are with you right now, whether you like it or not. You are living those. All the thoughts of your ancestors. This is a sad thing. And that's the way the dark side programmed you with the DNA in your body to store a record of all this stuff so you can never get out of here. So thank you for calling, Larry.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, so back to you, Annika. This will bring in the peace energy now.
We're coming to the end.
Keep on going, Annika. I'm going to bring that in.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, so bring up the light being, and Ron will activate that one for the peace energy. And if you are wanting to come on for tomorrow, there's still time to contact Ron for the call tomorrow, our four-hour conference call. And that you can just email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And also on Sunday, we have another one on the 8-hour call, so we hope to connect with you all then. And, yeah, we still have a lot of questions that we didn't get to, Ron, but I don't think we have time. Maybe,
This show goes by very quickly. For next time.
Maybe for tomorrow.
Off, you know,
I hope.
We're all in the time matrix, right? Like I said, and then all of a sudden we get switched into the now. And then all of a sudden, like right now, I'm looking at the computer clock, and like it's like, hello, it's time to go, Ron. And I go, gee, I just got started, you know? And you probably all feel that same way because you're all in that wonderful, beautiful love energy of the light, of the source energy because you're out of time. Out of the time matrix, out of the alien influences, the planetary accordings, you know, your natal chart, all this stuff is dark energy. And so here we go. We're going to bring in some peace energy for everybody. And whether you believe in aliens or not, they're abducting you. And they're doing all this stuff with parallel lifetimes. So are there good aliens out there? Well, I imagine they probably are someplace, but we still have wars here. And all we get is lip service from a lot of the people doing the intervention as the ground crew here of these particular races. And nothing's really happened, just more sadness, more, earthquakes like we had in Haiti, you know, more poor weather conditions, you know. Everything that's happened here on this planet is caused by them through their artificial intelligence, through their transmissions of electronic stuff. Remember, this is what we're living in, is they want to give us more misery and trauma and pain. And they love killing people because then all the family members have mourning to go through and they take that emotional energy. So that's the situation that we live in here. And like I said, we're on a prison planet here. I'll be in Los Angeles coming up here, middle of February, Conscious Life Expo. Please come to it, everybody, if you're in Los Angeles. I have a booth there, booth 308. We'll have a light infusion chamber. It's wonderful. And then next we're going to New York at the New Yorker Hotel. That'll be the last weekend, I believe, in March. So that'll be the New Life Expo. So here's peace energy for everybody. Enjoy it. And our next program is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock p.m., Station 1. And it's Saturday night live on the Light Ship. We're going there for some healings for maybe 15 minutes. And so see you all later, everybody. Thank you, Annika. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Blessings. Bye.